somebody. I am black. I am beautiful. I am proud. I must be respected. I must be protected. I am somebody. These words made famous by the late Jesse Jackson. Affirmation are not just poetry. They were about protection, about identity, and about resistance. Rest in peace, Jesse Jackson. And even though this is the show dedicated to all aspects of female intimate health and the whole person, he was somebody's father, he was somebody's brother, he was somebody's husband. He was an icon for black people. And so I want to start the show dedicating it to Jesse Jackson. Born in the shadow of Jim Crow, segregation and apartheid, politics around the world, Jesse Jackson, for me and for many of us people of colour, he became a negotiator, a bridge builder, and a voice for millions who were unseen, unheard, and definitely underestimated. He understood something that many people may even overlook. Justice is not only about social, it was about economic, physical, emotional, and generational well-being. He was great because he spoke for the black mother raising children under pressure. He spoke for dignity, he spoke for fairness, he spoke for possibility, and like Dr. King, he believed change required courage, stamina, and stubborn determination. This man was tenacious. And even though he ran for US president in 1984 and 1998, he never made it, we know that, but he never gave up on the idea that people deserve dignity in every part of their life. And that's something that we need to carry on. And for me, that's what this show's about. And that's where we start our conversation today. One thing I know is that dignity doesn't stop at civil rights. It extends into our health rights, it extends into our bodies as females, and extends into our midlife identity, and it's something that we need to understand as women. So I still started with my signature tune, because for me, it's being able to understand the man that Jesse Jackson was, that the things that he stood for and the stubborn determination he had to continue against the odds. He was there when Martin Luther King was shot. It just spurred him on more. He got close to Nelson Mandela, something I wish and many people wish they could have even had a glimpse of, you know. He didn't do it for accolades and just for personal, you know, occasion. He dedicated his life to black lives. He dedicated it to ensure, like I said, the black mother would have the things and the resources, access to the things and the resources and the tools she needed to make sure she could raise her black sons and daughters, to remember that they are somebody, that they are black, that they are beautiful, and that they are proud. And that they must be respected. Respect is earned. But this is one race that has to fight for the right to have respect, which is, even in, you know, 2026, it's crazy to think we'd even still think that that exists today, but it does. We must be respected. And for sure, especially against authorities, we must be protected. Because we know that authorities are trained to be fearless in situations. But when it comes to sudden issues happening with black people, the fear for my life is the statement they use, which, you know, is, anyway, let's not go down that road. Today's a day. Also, we've got to celebrate Chinese New Year. We've got to celebrate Chinese New Year. We've moved into Chinese New Year. So, and obviously this show will come out just after that, but I just want to celebrate Chinese New Year and understand that this is a great year. It was tinged with sadness for the loss of Jesse Jackson today. There's also hope and there's also well-being. The beautiful thing about Chinese New Year is that it, you know, this first day, they believe the energy of this first day, of the first day of Chinese New Year, will set the tone for your next 12 months. And so it's not so much based on do's and don'ts on this first day. But I hope that you, on this day, first and foremost, remember that you didn't clean or sweep. Because they believe that sweeping symbolically sweeps away fresh luck and new opportunities that have just arrived. If you're going to clean, I pray by God's grace you did it on the 16th of Feb or you did it on the 18th of Feb. But on the 17th, you recognize, not on the day itself. You also know that it says to you, don't argue. It told you on the 17th of February, don't argue. Did you argue on the 17th of February? That's the question I'm asking you. The energy you create on that day echoes into the year ahead. Harmony invites harmony and conflict invites more of the same. Now, Tuesday the 17th of February, and Tuesday's my day at my mum's. And so for that day in particular, there's me wearing black. I was going to put black on. I took from Monday night, I carried my lovely blue, pink and white leggings and I was going to carry a black top. But luckily at my mum's, I've got my lovely peachy loungewear. It says, don't wear black. Black is considered heavy water energy. The new year is about vitality and fresh life force. So choose red. I had no red. I wore red over the weekend. I hope you had amazing Valentine's. We'll talk about that in a moment. Green or something bright to activate growth and prosperity. So I've got a lovely peach loungewear suit on. But earlier when I had this peach and I've got this lovely baby pink, lovely blue and white trousers on with, of course, the Arsenal logo on the bottom. Stella McCartney. Very good. Don't talk about debt or problems. Your words carry energy and what you focus on expands. Speak abundance, speak possibility. And then it says, don't start the day in chaos. Rushing, shouting and stress set a frantic tone. Wake up gently, open the windows and let fresh energy circulate. And then a beautiful affirmation for the day was, I welcome a year of ease, abundance and aligned energy. So with that in mind, by the time we air now Chinese New Year, the first day would have passed, but I'm still wishing you all a calm, intentional and prosperous start to the year ahead. Don't panic if you did any of those things completely different to what I've just shared or you didn't know about that. You know, God is good and life for you will be absolutely amazing. Now, how was your Valentine's? Did you have a good time on Valentine's? I did my good thing dinner and we went to a beautiful restaurant called Carlos at B&V in Winchmore Hill, N21. And one lady works in ICU, sadly couldn't make it for a medical emergency, but seven of us turned up and our table was booked at 7:30. And we never actually left the restaurant until 12:30. So we had one heck of a time in that restaurant. It was so much fun. We talked about the biblical side of what it means to be chosen, to know that you are a good thing, that it doesn't talk about being a good thing as something you become once you are married, but actually the recognition that, you know, God chose you first. We spoke about the favor of God. We showed up how it identified in the virtuous woman. We had a couple of Proverbs quizzes. We shared about our own identities, our journeys in a safe space. And we finished with a closing prayer. And that closing prayer was so powerful. It was really, really lovely. So I want to read the closing prayer to you. It was really, really nice. And we finished with this prayer at the end. I also gave them those beautiful copper rings with the rose on the top. So what I will do is I will also show you, if you go onto my Instagram, at Pelvic Secrets, and TikTok, you'll see a few pictures from the evening. It was amazing. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this evening of fellowship, reflection, and joy. Thank you for every woman gathered here tonight, each one created with purpose, dignity, and love. Lord, remind us daily of our identity in you. When the world measures worth by status, appearance, or achievement, help us remember that our value comes from being formed by your hands and called by your name. Let wisdom guide our words, peace guard our hearts, and favor rest upon our lives. Teach us to build what is good, to speak what is kind, and to walk in quiet confidence as women who belong to you. May the reminder we carry tonight stay with us, that we are never overlooked by you, never forgotten by you, and never without worth in your sight. Bless our homes, our relationships, our health, and our future. And as we leave this place, may we carry your love with us. In Jesus' name, amen. I read that prayer because it was just a roundup of everything that we had done, understanding that, you know, when we understand that Proverbs doesn't define a good thing by marriage status or attractiveness or age or personality, but it actually defines her by wisdom, character, presence, and stewardship. And that's what the dinner was about, trying to restore this in the dinner, letting us see who we really are, and knowing that, you know, for both men and women, you know, we carry something really, really blessed, really something special within us, you know. We are beings before we become. We are identity before we have assignments, and we are worth before we are recognized. But we have to recognize our worth before other people recognize it in us. And that's what really helps us to understand that life is amazing. Wisdom in a woman is associated with spiritual grounding, humility before God, moral clarity, inner stability. Now, you may believe, you may not believe, but a good thing is not created by somebody choosing you. It is recognized because God already formed you that way. So it was just a reminder to the women of what heaven already knows. So that was our wonderful day. And, you know, my pastors prayed about it. And then on Sunday, we went out to a lovely Valentine's boogie dance in Brixton. And it was amazing, 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 amazing. And had a wonderful time. I'll tell you more about that after, but it was fantastic. But let's get into the show.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, ant and deck, fish and chips, Mum and Dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So we're back, and I wanted to just kind of align the how I started the show. So I started the show talking about the wonderful late Jesse Jackson, but I wanted to kind of link civil rights into body rights. You know, I'm going to find a way to link the two together, because for many women, particularly Black women, survival has been prioritized over well-being for generations. I mean, I've started working with some wonderful and amazing ladies who have some autoimmune conditions, which are 100% linked to grief and loss. And it's a fierce sense of injustice. And it's locked itself in the body and manifested as an autoimmune response, which is actually quite debilitating, has stopped them from being able to walk naturally, being in wheelchairs, bedbound, and totally changed the trajectory of their life and the quality of their life. So for generations, particularly Black women, where they've sacrificed and prioritised survival over well-being, that whole thing looks like trying to stay strong, capable, resilient and responsible. But actually, what they really are is exhausted, they're hormonally unsupported, they're emotionally stretched and they're physically disconnected. And this is sad because it's not about weakness in the body. It's just about how their history and their experiences have decided to take up residence into their physiology. So research consistently shows that chronic stress disproportionately impacts Black women's hormonal health, cardiovascular health, and reproductive well-being more than any other race on this planet. I'll say it to you again. Research, you can look it up anywhere. Type it in, you'll see. It consistently shows that chronic stress disproportionately impacts Black women's hormonal, cardiovascular, and reproductive health more than any other race. And it's not just about the biology alone. It's a lot to do with the environment, the expectations, and the emotional load. And that's the hard thing. I mean, one of the things I will say is that when the whole Black Lives Matter movement really kind of took hold, you know, 10 years ago, I mean, it's been there for decades, right? But they started the band Black Lives Matter. It was interesting because the people that were most offended were those who felt that they were being, as if they were being marginalized and ignored. That is the experience of the Black race forever, particularly marginalized and ignored. You know, being seen as less than, being copied, but not being respected. Having their resources in Africa and Asia just stripped from them without recompense. You know, France was given over £20 million in compensation because they gave up slaves. So our slavery, us working for the French, them losing the ability to have Black people as slaves, they were compensated for their loss. Many countries were compensated for their loss. That's just one thing. That just goes to tell you how we are seen. And then we have that journey following through. But the Black woman, it's very, very hard. The white woman was seen and put on the pedestal, and the Black woman was consistently raped. Her body, her worth, her self-worth, and how she sees herself, she's always been in survival mode, and that's been hard. But the question today is, at what point, because we have to move from that history. We have to learn from that history. We can't be held bound by that history. So don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining about the history. I'm looking at the history and saying, so how do I move forward? How do I see myself? How do I see myself? As a child of God, the most important person's opinion of me is God, Jesus. That's the important person. And because I see that, I see it now. That took me a long time to get to that point. So your opinion of me no disrespect, does not impact the air I breathe or the money I earn. Well, actually, it can do to the point, but it doesn't really as such. If I allow it not to, I can't be caught up in it, because that's when it becomes a negative physiological response in my body, right? But the question then becomes is, at what point do we as women, black, white, pink or yellow, at what point do we move from just functioning on a daily basis to flourishing? Because we have to recognize that survival is not our destination, and that flourishing is. And, you know, this is never more so important for all women than in midlife. And the reason why midlife is such an exciting topic to talk about now is because all those peers, all those people that we looked up to, they're my age. They're in their sassy, sexy 60s, or they're just in their late, fabulous 50s. And so they're having these adverse experiences in menopause. Celebrities have them quite a bit, and they can do, because the life of a celebrity is quite stressful. You may not see the stress, but it's a very stressful life. Remaining relevant, looking at the likes, you know, being booked, being dropped, it's a very hard life. And, you know, people just look at the end result. They don't look at the whole thing. And so when we look at that, we look at where people find themselves, it's like many women, as I've been talking to recently, just feel lost. They're like, they've got to this midlife and they're not quite sure, especially if their marriages are breaking down, relationships are breaking down, children are leaving the home. I mean, our pastor did an amazing, amazing message at church on Sunday. And it was so good, because the job of a mother is to work herself out of a job. She looked at the different stages of really how we should do parenthood. It's the best message I've ever heard. I don't want to share it because I want her to turn that into a book. But it was powerful. And a lot of women, they're empty nesters, not just for the children, but they've divorced. They may have changed their jobs, or they may have become redundant, and they're looking for new things. So then the question then becomes, you know, in midlife, women are thinking, well, who am I becoming now? Like, who am I? You know, like, why does my body feel different? That's definitely a question many women are asking. You know, and why does motivation feel that much harder? And why does intimacy, confidence and energy just feel like it just feels strange? It doesn't feel familiar anymore. Well, if you're asking any of those questions this Saturday, that is the next free masterclass, Fit and Fabulous After 50, who you're becoming now, from functioning to flourishing in midlife. That is the question that has to be asked. And that's wonderful, because we're going to explore hormones. We're going to explore our thoughts and the relationship to our hormones. We're going to explore the fascia and movement. We're going to explore emotional load and the nervous system. We're going to talk pelvic and intimate health, because that's a topic that, come on, it flows off my lips like water. And at this particular stage of life, it is like the like number one topic that women need to be having. If you keep being shy about this topic, you run the risk of losing your internal organs. And I don't say that flippantly. And then that creates its whole cascade of issues on its own. And we're talking about rebuilding confidence from the inside out. The confidence I have now, that took time to build. But we can build that confidence, and we need to build that confidence. We need to feel really safe. So if you want to be a part of this flourishing community and understanding that flourishing isn't about doing more, but it's about understanding more. It has to be. Everything has to be about understanding. You have to understand why your relationship broke down. You have to understand why your children turn out the way in which they do. You have to understand why you find yourself where you are today. You can't just, well, should I say you can't just? It would be wise not to just keep going and then start saying, I don't know what happened. In a job to climb the corporate ladder, you have to explore and you have to understand. That's how you get promoted. That's how you elevate yourself. Well, this is no different. This really is no different. This understanding will give you the confidence and the freedom to actually set life on your terms. I mean, I'm not scared to tell anybody anything. I set life on my terms. You know, and I feel very comfortable with where I find myself now. You know, I know who I have loved. I know what I love. I know what I want for myself. I'm not scared to tell a man that I'm not looking for a good time. I know that as a good thing, my husband is just there in front of me, finding me. And a man that knows he wants to be married, knows he wants to be married. So he knows he's looking for a good thing. There's a good thing and there's a good time. I am a good thing. Not a good time. I've been a good time in the past. I'm not a good time. And that confidence is hard. You know, when I get told things like, at your age, you know, that the your choices are less. There's not as much people available at your age. You should lower your expectations and et cetera, et cetera. Well, the Bible says it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for more people to walk the straight and narrow path. Is narrow is the gate that leads to righteousness. So I want to walk in the narrow gate. Worldly, 10% of the world own 90% of the wealth. So I want to walk where the 10% is. So either pool is a small pool. And, you know, you either get invited in or you get chosen to be part of. So that's where I am right now. And I know who I am. I know whose I am. I know the confidence in which I walk with. I know what I can do to help women to walk in the same way. I know how to help a woman make her body look, you know, shit hot. I know how to do that. I know how to make a woman understand the importance and the beauty of forgiveness. I know how to do that. I have a program for that. I know how to take pain and debilitation out of a body and make the body function again. I know how to make a woman literally look like she's had a breast lift, a tummy tuck, and a butt lift without going under the knife. I can do that in less than 15 minutes for you. Like, I know how to do these things, right? And they work. I know how to transform lives, and I know how to save relationships. These are gifts that God gave me. And so I use those gifts to encourage women. And that's all there is to it. Just to encourage women. And as I was described on Sunday, I have a joy for life. And I love that. I had a pastor before call me Jenny Infectious Russell. I love that too. But I'm told that my personality is infectious. I'm a good infection to have. I'm a contagious infection. It's a good one to have. I love that. I love that those are the kind of ways I get described. My WhatsApp handle is Crazy Sexy Cool. And that just came off the TLC album. I just love it. It's been there forever. And I won't change it. I helped my friends years ago run her Montessori school. And she's like, Jenny, you've got to take that title off. I said, take me off the group then. It doesn't change. Me, Crazy Sexy Cool. That's where I am. So I'm staying right where I am. Anyway, I digress. Our intimate health is really important to us. And it's really important that we understand that, you know, our intimate health continues to gain overdue attention globally. The menopause is a massive conversation, right? There's menopause care gaps being spoken about. There's pelvic floor dysfunction after childbirth, which I have explained to you before. Between 2000 and 2010, whilst, you know, just under 5,500 women actually followed through successfully on negligence claims for perineal trauma in childbirth, whilst it only made up 20% of the overall complaints for negligence, it was 49% of the payout. That just tells you the significance of that particular topic. And that's going back, you know, 16 years, right? Sexual health in midlife is a massive, massive topic now. Because as clients are telling me, God, I didn't even realize downstairs I'm as dry as a biscuit. I mean, it didn't more happen. Well, if you're coming out of a relationship and you're going to go into a new one, intimacy is going to be a part of that relationship. But the biological, biomechanical changes happening within our internal, wonderful world, within our Gina, vibrantly appealing Gina, the most sought after girl I know, the entrance to a gateway that brings love, life and flow. If we don't understand her yet many underrate her. We call her all kinds of names. Not understanding Gina may cause a life of hurt and shame, especially in midlife, only because she's misunderstood or she's not understood at all. So I have been doing this. Like I said, my first book was published in 2005. I had a whole page on the then Sunday magazine in the News of the World, a whole page I had in a Sunday magazine, like unheard of. I had a lovely 9.5 minute interview on This Morning Television on ITV. I did Mother and Toddler fitness magazines. I was featured in the Harbour Club magazine. That's massive, you know, all of these things. So way back, I haven't jumped on this bandwagon because people are talking about it today. I've been doing it forever. But sexual health in midlife is a massive topic now because it's causing a lot of problems. That's because we're suddenly coming into this new situation, a new season, and going, what is happening downstairs? The mental health impact of hormonal change. The mental health impact of sexual health in midlife change. The mental health impact of pelvic floor dysfunction after childbirth is significant. And the mental health changes when the menopause care is massive. So think about it. For decades, women were told, this is just a part of aging. And now those women who have a voice, who have a platform, it's called TV, it's called social media, are now speaking. And it's like, crap. You know, when I was young, 50 to me and my mum, I seemed old. Now I'm like I said, still playing tennis, still cycling, still dancing, still boogieing, still fling foot, still jumping around. Still feeling very young. I went out on Sunday and the shirt that I wore was a replay shirt I bought for my son when he was like 13, 14. He's 32. I'm wearing it. It's like, and it's a lovely little fitted shirt, short sleeve. It looked really beautiful on. I'm still wearing that shirt, right? My boots, my leggings, and I'm out and I'm like fling flop, fling foot. You know, I'm enjoying my life, right? And I want women to do the same, you know? Midlife is transition, it's recalibration, it's the leadership of self, it's self-governance. And it's beautiful. So, you know, I call menopause your sovereign puberty. It's a neurological, hormonal, emotional, and identity upgrade. And if you live in London and you get that 60 plus pass, it's like you get a little card to show for it. That's all it is. And so we need to understand that that upgrade requires support. And if we give the upgrade the support it requires, trust me when I tell you, life is really, really good. Let's play a trail.
The station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
The station that makes you feel good.
on the other side. And as I was saying, that, let me just repeat that, you know, midlife is not about decline. You know, we can see that now. There's too much energetic women out there doing lots of amazing things. It's just simply about transition, recalibration, and self-governance, self-leadership. So as I said before the break, I often call menopause the sovereign puberty. It's also the end of the reproductive train journey, but it's not the end of life. It's just a destination. It's a wonderful destination. It's a neurological, hormonal, emotional identity upgrade, as I mentioned, that requires support. But this is why, especially in this season, our intimate health really matters, right? Because your pelvis isn't just about anatomy. It's about your posture, how you stand, how you move, how you see yourself, how you're seen, right? That 100% affects confidence, continence, pleasure, emotional signaling, power, stability, flexibility. It's, you know, inner strength, outer strength. Literally, I call it the saucy. That's what it is. Your pelvis is not just anatomy. It is your source seat. Like, as a Christian, they say, like, you know, my job isn't my source. My husband isn't my source. My friend isn't my source. God is my source, right? As a human, your pelvis is your source. The source of your life, life itself, is in, of, and around your pelvis. It is your source seat. So when we reconnect with this part of ourselves, everything changes. First of all, our energy changes, our movement changes, our self-image changes, our relationships change. But that governance of self, self-leadership, it changes. Everything changes when we understand what the source seat is and why the source seat is so, so important. So in this last segment of the show, the last 15 minutes, I just really want to kind of dig a little bit deeper into understanding this workshop for this weekend. And I'd love for you to book it. Remember, we had people from America the last one, so I'd love to have that again this time. And we're looking at, you know, going from functioning to flourishing. So, you know, what does functioning look like? It's about coping. It's about pushing through fatigue. It's about ignoring symptoms, putting off things and putting off self, but putting everybody first. About losing connection with self, because most of the time we are completely disconnected with self. And we're going to explore those things. So it's really important. It's understanding something as simple as putting self last can delay recovery, or in terms of mortality, it can deny recovery. And that's a really, really important statement to make. I think sometimes some of these statements have to be that hard hitting, because that little delay in discovery could actually be the destination of, you know, that five-letter word beginning with D and ending with H. So we have to understand that. You know, the Bible says delay is not denial, but denial for health can be death for health. And that's what we have to understand. And we have death for health, we have death for life. And that's why, you know, when I wrote one of my spoken words, time, I said, time, the most precious gift that God gave us all, is a gift taken lightly with barely a thought, not for resale, washed away on a whim, then chased after frantic when the darkness sets in. Use your time wisely, treasure it well, for the moment it leaves you, you leave here as well. We have to understand that. It's, you know, that's just that one thing. We all get the same 24 hours. We don't all get the same amount of days, minutes, hours, or years. But what we do with the time we've got is amazing. And you haven't, beautiful lady, beautiful woman, beautiful man, beautiful daughter, beautiful niece, beautiful wife, beautiful mother, beautiful grandmother, beautiful great-great-great-great-grandmother, and all the rest. You didn't work that hard for that long to get to this season, to believe that your life was over. You know, I mean, we don't have to wait till 80, like, you know, biblically Sarah was 80, 90 years of age when she gave birth. to Isaac, but we're not waiting that long, right? But, you know, it's a metaphor for understanding seasons. But flourishing is this is the season to flourish. Midlife is the season to flourish. For many women, you've cemented yourself, you've prepared yourself financially, but your physical pension plan, that didn't even get a look in. Companies don't talk about it, much less. You have helped companies to grow. But at what cost to your physical, mental, emotional, hormonal well-being? That's the question. Flourishing looks like energy returning. You shouldn't have given all of your energy to your work, that there's nothing left for yourself in retirement. Body awareness increasing. It shouldn't be that we get to this stage and we're still saying, I don't know what's happening to me. But you do know what's happening in the companies that you're running and the bank accounts that you have. That makes no sense. We have to make sure we have balance, we have harmony. Confidence rebuilding. It's got to knock your confidence if you lose a marriage, lose a relationship, lose a child, lose your job, you know, lose your hair. You know, all those things are gonna impact you. Lose your libido. They're gonna take your confidence away. How do you rebuild your confidence? That's what we're gonna explore. Intimacy, feeling safe again. That's a massive one. How do we get back to intimacy, feeling safe, without judgment, without fear? That's a really important one. You need to come to this on Saturday, because I'm gonna explain why fear can so easily lock down the pelvis and take away intimacy and make intercourse very hard. I'm going to explain that on Saturday. This is not the platform. You need to click the link in my Instagram at Pelvic Secrets. Click the link. There's two links. Not the 60-day journey. Click the other link and it will take you to the masterclass. You can book your... It's free. It is free. It's 10:30 on Saturday morning. This Saturday, the 21st of February. You can see it on my LinkedIn. You can see it in my Instagram at Pelvic Secrets. You can also see it on my TikTok. I'll post the posters as well. You can scan the QR code. It's on my Instagram, on my TikTok, on my X at Pelvic Secrets. Jenny Russell on LinkedIn and on Facebook or Pelvic Floor Secrets. Or you can email me pelvicsecrets@icloud.com. We are going to talk about how to make intimacy feel safe again. We're going to talk about movement feeling enjoyable. We're going to find out what's the point of pain and how to turn pain into purpose. And we're going to actually understand how our purpose becomes clearer. I mean, it's going to be 90 minutes of power patch, but it's going to be fantastic. Flourishing is not about perfection. It really is about realigning yourself. Alignment requires one powerful thing. And all it requires is the permission that you will give yourself to put self first. It is the oxygen mask on self first analogy. Because you need to have that. You want to allow yourself the permission to focus on yourself without feeling guilty. To invest into your health without having to justify it. Ooh, that's a bit expensive. As you try and decide out whether or not you should buy that bag for £600 or those shoes for £300. Or is it a really good buy, that dress? Think about the investment into health. Because we invest into everything else but ourselves. Not we invest on ourselves. I'm talking about in ourselves. Permission to stop outsourcing your body. What do you mean, Jenny Russell? What do you mean? I'm going to call the doctor. I'm going to go and see the hospital. Something's wrong with me. I need someone else to tell me what it is. And that really is, we outsource because we don't understand. But when we understand, we can explore. Of course there's a time to call the doctor. Of course there's a time to go to the hospital. But not for everything. There are things we need to know to understand. What are signals? And what are those signals trying to get us to pay attention to? What can we adjust and, you know, recalibrate? You know, we go wrong with the sat-nav. The sat-nav will just recalibrate and it will course correct us. It will just, you know, take us a different way to get us back to where we were going. We can do that with our health. We really can. And, you know, let's still link it back to Jesse Jackson and know that, just like Jesse Jackson reminded people of their dignity, I just want to remind you that you too can claim back your dignity within your own body. So that's something that you're allowed to have. Now, I want to finish the show with one more event that I have coming up. And we know that in literally 3 weeks' time, it's International Women's Day. So Sunday, the 8th of March, International Women's Day. So last year, I was so blessed because I did my very first unfiltered event actually on International Women's Day. And this year, we're doing it the evening before. We're doing it on Saturday, the 7th of March, International Women's Day. And the theme for this year for International Women's Day is give to gain. It's that when we actually give to others, we actually grow in ourselves. And so what I've done is I'm going to link that into an evening of fun, fitness, and finding your flow. So being able to, as women, come together, give ourselves an opportunity to celebrate through movement, through connection, and through understanding. And for me, hopefully, it'll help me to gain a bit more energy, a bit more confidence, a bit more clarity, and, you know, come into a new community. And so it's not just an event for me. It's an experience of connecting and reconnecting. So you're connecting externally with other people, like-minded people, and you're reconnecting with yourself. You're able to enjoy who you are. You're able to understand what you have to give. So if you see any of the posters, they've got their hands together. There's a light in the middle of their hands shining out. On my poster, it was a picture of a group of ladies that we all went out walking in the woods. I think that was in Daventry a few years back. And it was wonderful, part of, you know, walk and tone. And I mean, that's a snippet of the women that went. It was about 80 of us that left for this walk. But we reconnected, we spoke, they made friends from that walk. And for me, I just, you know, the celebration of women is a beautiful thing. I love the whole thing. Last year was all around feminine essence. And for me, feminine essence and the feminine movement are two different things. I do know that we're equal, but not the same. I do know that there's an energy about us that we need to understand, that nurturing, intuitive, created side of us that is totally different to the logic, get to the point, masculine side. I know that men like the masculine energy is more like the building. They're like the architects. But we as females, we're like the artist. They build, we bring to life, we design, we place, we polish, we finish their work. So we work together. There's a unification. There's a collaboration. There's bringing their work to life. Do not get me wrong. It's not literal. So I'm not saying that women can't be architects. But I'm saying in terms of feminine energy. But also the ability to be able to go somewhere to celebrate International Women's Day and to give yourself the opportunity to go out, have fun, and still have, and I'm not going to do a big, mad, massive workout because I know some people may be coming and they may be going somewhere after and dressing up. But the opportunity to energize without making your makeup run, because I'm going to have my face done. I was getting my face done on my events, but I'll do my workout without having to worry about sweating, you know, get my hair did, get my makeup done, but actually still be able to have fun, to have fitness and to find my flow, to allow myself to do without looking to my left or my right and wondering who's watching me. There are still many women that cannot do that today. And I want you to be able to have that opportunity. So that poster will be on my website as well. So I need to get both those posters put on the website this week, jennyrussell.com, J-E-N-N-I, jennyrussell.com. So you can click on those. Or again, if you look on my Instagram, look on my TikTok, look on my X, look at my LinkedIn or my Facebook, then you'll find it at Pelvic Secrets for TikTok, Insta, and X, and Jenny, J-E-N-N-I, Russell, for Facebook and for LinkedIn, and also on Facebook, Pelvic Floor Secrets. But I want to end the show as I started, right? Just by saying, and this is whilst this was a speech that Jesse Jackson made, I would love each woman right now as we end this show to stand in front of the mirror and say this over yourself. I am somebody. Not because of productivity, not because of sacrifice, not because of survival, but because dignity belongs to me. My health matters. My body matters. My pleasure matters. My rest matters. My future matters. From civil rights to women's health rights to personal responsibility in midlife, the message I will always remind myself of is that I am somebody and that flourishing is my birthright. That is how I want to end the show today. And I really hope that encourages you. You can find The Unfiltered on Eventbrite. If you just type in Unfiltered Soho, 7th of March, you'll find it. £29 for the tickets. It's a steal. It's a beautiful space. 54 Dean Street, W1D6AE. I look forward to seeing you there. But until next week, in health and happiness, stay blessed, stay well, and above all, stay safe. You are somebody.